So this bolt of lightning shot across the universe and inspired me with the idea that we have to do a podcast. And that's what I wanted to tell you. We should do a podcast. Okay, bye.
I hit record. We're recording.
Okay, good. Great.
Okay. So I don't know what titles we should do, but let me tell you about some ones that we have. Hold on.
We have a short 20 minutes today, or well, now like probably like 18 because I couldn't get my recorder Maru to work.
Here's some possible titles we could do.
Okay.
Two A-holes overanalyze a single GIF for over an hour. So we can't do that one because you got to fit in a whole hour. Over an hour, so that's out.
That's off the table.
Two really uptight podcasts tell you how to live. Podcasters tell you how to live.
That's it. I think that's the one.
That's the one. Mm-hmm. But what about the Genius Conservation Society? Or the one in which we pretend we're better than Damon and judge him for watching a reaction video? Or how are you consuming information and why? Well, that's a little serious. I'm not ready for that. We got Little Problem Muffins. Yeah, go ahead.
I'll tell you a funny story about why the
problem muffins.
The problem muffins. No, I was going to say reaction video thing.
Yes.
Because Damon likes watching reaction videos.
That sounds great. Yeah.
And he watches this a couple of people. There's one person that he watches that I like. Her name is Ashley, and she had a career in like radio broadcast.
Yeah.
Before she did an online YouTube channel, and she's like a high-end millennial in terms of age.
Elder millennial.
Elder millennial, yes. And she watches what? Oh, she's a younger millennial?
Oh,
she's 94.
She's 94.
Born in 94.
Oh shit. Okay.
Even younger than Bo Burnham.
So like the last of the millennials.
Yes, and he wrote a whole song about turning 30 and being a millennial. Anyway, Ashley, so she's young.
Yeah.
And she like solicits requests from people on the internet for older movies she should go and watch.
Yes.
And then she films her reaction to them. So she's got a few layers going on.
Yeah.
Like she had professional experience doing like broadcast stuff. And I think she was on like a morning show, but it seemed like they were kind of bullying her on the morning show. And maybe she like left for that reason. But so she has some like identifiable skills that I can see coming through in the way that she produces her channel and how she responds to stuff that makes her like entertaining for me to watch, because she kind of seems like a pro as opposed to just some like random people watching TV.
Right.
which is like cool, but like why should I care about what you think about this movie?
Yeah.
So I think Ashley has an interesting perspective. But the thing that got me thinking about this particular topic is that Damon watches another channel that used to be a couple. Mm-hmm. And they live in Tulsa, Oklahoma, I think, right? And they have like three kids and they're both teachers, and then they got divorced and now they have separate channels, but they're both still doing reaction videos, right? And so like, what's interesting to me is that the mom of the couple, the mom and the dad and the three kids, you never see the kids, but the like, you know that they're mom and dad, right?
Yeah.
And they're like hanging out in their family basement, and they have like a wall with like the sayings on it that's like live, laugh, love, family, whatever. And they're like on the couch, and they kind of looked like just like two normal people hanging out in their like basement living room watching TV, right? Or whatever.
Right.
Then all of a sudden she got like real fancy, and then all of a sudden they got divorced, and now she has her own fancy channel, and I'm like, what is happening? Like, now this channel got interesting.
Uh-huh.
Like, no offense to Damon who's sitting right here, but I never found them nearly as entertaining as I found Ashley, because Ashley has like several things that she's pegged her sort of reactive identity to. And so like, they're very thematically, she kind of has like, I don't know. I think she does a really good job of executing.
I got you.
And,
yeah.
And she's interesting to watch because she like frames her perspectives, right? the couple that was together, like, they were just kind of like normal people responding. So, I mean, I don't think I don't have a responding channel because there's nothing particularly interesting about me that would be like a framework through which to view reaction videos, right? I don't right. know. I'm just saying. So, I just was like, now all of a sudden I'm interested because like somebody got a makeover and left somebody else's ass in the dust.
Uh-huh.
And now we're getting to the interesting part.
Right.
Like,
right.
I don't care about your reaction. Tell me more about what happened.
Yes. Right.
I want to know who decided to break up with who. Like, it definitely seemed like she decided to get her shit together. Or maybe had an affair. I don't know. You know, like people start dressing up, but it's like, you've been at that same stupid office job for 13 years. Why are you dressing up all of a sudden?
Right.
Why are you wearing a suit to the office?
Right.
So yeah, I don't know what happened there, but I don't even know why I care. Cause who are these people even?
Right.
But I do care because now there's some drama happening. And I'm like, I am human at the bottom.
Yes.
Somewhere down in there, I have the same weird voyeuristic concern for other people's struggles that everybody else on the internet apparently has as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of, I like, reaction videos are funny because I generally don't find them that interesting. But
right.
But sometimes it's like... Like, for me, the appeal of reaction videos are if I find a piece of content that I do enjoy or I'm interested in, or it's like,
yeah.
Now I want to see how other people are reacting to it.
Yes, specifically.
I can appreciate.
Yes.
Yeah. And I
agree.
And so I don't have like, for me personally, I don't have like a strong interest in just watching like a particular person react to all kinds of videos. Although I can absolutely see how I could get sucked into that. It's like, like, I can imagine that it's sort of like finding someone that you, like finding a friend that you like to watch shit with.
Yes.
And now they're like, but now it's like you can have that experience without having to maintain a like, that's not really what I mean. Like, I don't mean to say like, oh, without having to maintain a relationship. I'm just saying you can just have that part of it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying it's negative to maintain a relationship or have, like, I love relationships. I have as many of them as people will fucking put on my plate typically.
Right.
But like,
right.
You know, but some people aren't, that's not for them. And also some people don't like people like me because they feel like, well, then my time's not valuable.
And oh, like, yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't think that's true, but I just,
yeah.
You know, anyway.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, like or you know, there's lots of reasons, and I don't know all the fucking reasons, and nor do I always behave that way, nor am I like right. That's my identity. I'm just saying, like, you know, there's a bit of a trend, like certainly compared yes. to lots of people I know, like, you know, it's a typically kind of gregarious in that regard, for which is funny because I find social interaction fucking draining as fuck.
It's weird. I do and I don't.
Yeah.
Like, it's like I think it's draining in the same way that caffeine is draining, where right
yes.
before you get like a surge and then
yes.
you're like, oh, now I'm depleted.
Yeah. Yeah. And it really can just depend on the person and the nature of the relationship. And so,
yeah,
you know, and for me, obviously someone with like an ADHD brain, like, you know, novel new relationships mm-hmm. are like very stimulating. So obviously it's like, oh, there's a whole fucking world of new information going on right now. This is great.
See, this is... The next time we see each other, I'm going to have to come incognito with like a brunette wig and like weird sunglasses so you can't tell it's me. And wearing like, I don't know, prairie dresses or
right.
something.
So I'll give you any attention at all, like any interest
right.
at all. Otherwise, I'm just like, oh, old Meg, same old shit.
Well, same old shit. God, we've been friends for almost a fucking decade.
Right.
I'm really excited though. This is another thing that here's me reacting to a thing I get to do in the future.
Yeah.
Haha, and it's not on video. On Sunday, we're going to our first sailing lesson.
Oh, I'm so excited for this. So
yes,
did you? So I looked at the thing. I think you guys are going to end up sailing on like 16-foot boats.
Okay.
I think. I would be. I mean, I'm not. I don't know, but I'm guessing that like what I looked at
yeah.
is like you'll have probably a bit of classroom time where they'll kind of give you context. And
mm-hmm.
then you'll probably just go get on the boats and they'll walk you through like setting them up. Or it's possible
yeah.
you'll all be on one bigger boat to start with, like a 22, like I have, or 23 or whatever.
Yeah.
I can't remember
yeah.
the specific, but it looks like they're all sloop rigs. So from my point of view, if you can sail a Sabbat, which is a single sail mainsail boat, like a very small bathtub,
yes,
you can understand how sailing other boats works.
Yes. I think they said that the one it's like cars with makes and models, right? Like an yes. Ensign.
Okay.
An ensign something.
Yeah, I'm going to look it up and see. A Pearson Ensign. Okay. That's an Ensign 22 probably.
I
very
think so.
Very similar in size and makeup to the Johnson 22 that I have, a J22. Okay.
Then we'll get good at that, and we'll get, well, because of where we live, we can only get rated for inland waters, I think. I mean, I don't know how we would get rated for like ocean.
So sailing is funny.
Yeah.
There's no like national or global like legal authority. There, mm-hmm. Well, okay. There's maritime law. There's maritime law. Yeah. That exists.
Which is cuckoo.
Yeah. I mean, it's not so much cuckoo as it's just really fucking, like, it's really old, and a lot of the laws come from like the Byzantine Empire kind of situations. Like there's salvage laws that come from the Byzantine Empire. Like I can't remember the name of the law, but there's basically this salvage right where if you help a boat in distress,
yes,
and you save the cargo,
yes,
and you meet some other requirements, like I think you have to do it voluntarily, it has to be dangerous, and you succeed, then you are entitled to a portion of the cargo.
Oh my God, it's kind of like pirates almost.
Yes.
Not.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, it is. It is and it isn't, right? Like obviously
you
can't.
So you could go, what if you're the reason that the ship is in distress in the first place?
Then it's invalidated, right? Like you can't, like
what if you sabotage them and nobody figures out it's you?
I mean, obviously, you know, you can work the system. Like,
okay.
My point is the intention of the law, the intention of the law seems to be that the idea is that if you voluntarily help to rescue financial good, like goods.
Yes. Yes.
Cargo, not people. So like there's obligation to help people in distress. There's not obligation necessarily to rescue cargo, but if you do, and you do it voluntarily, which is to say you don't do it because there's financial incentive already. Like if somebody's already paying you to do it, you can't claim the cargo. So for instance, the U.S. Coast Guard can never claim this because it's their job. Like they're paid to be there and do these things. You know, that said, they also don't have to fucking rescue your cargo. I don't know. Anyway, I'm getting beyond the scope of what my understanding, but my point is that getting raided is funny because I don't have any of this shit you're about to do. I don't have any, like, I don't have a captain's license or whatever. I have a boater's registration card or whatever for California because they started doing that. And I was like, this is a great idea. It's free. You can do it. Let's all fucking do it. Then we'll all understand the navigation laws and the way to be safer on the water, which is really important. So let's do it. You know, and I'm very much in favor of some basic level of like licensing or regulation around water safety.
Sure.
Especially because right now, you can just rent these big ass fucking boats with these big ass fucking motors. It's like, hey, go fucking rent a Ferrari and drive it around on the fucking street. And you don't, but you don't have to have a license.
I know. That's so weird.
Like, yes, you can do that. And I have to have a license and I have to carry insurance. Or in the water, I can just get on it. I can just go to a fucking, if I got enough money, I can just pay like, you know, $500 an hour and drive a big ass fucking motorboat and drive over people and do all kinds of stupid shit. And I will be held liable, but I won't be told beforehand all the rules of the road and how that works.
Yeah. That's so nuts. Yeah. What is up with that? What do you think is,
I think there's complications. I think, you know, if I were to speculate, and I have no evidence for any of this, but if I were to speculate, I would say that, typically boating or like the yacht world, the yacht club world is very like elitist white rich people. And so there's a certain kind of like attitude of entitlement, I guess. And like, and so they're like, no, we don't, you know, and so you don't have like, there's not a large portion of the population even experiencing or interfacing with this kind of problem. And yeah. So it's, there's really no like reason for government, like government, there's not a lot of political capital for government to make changes here. Right.
I see.
And so yeah, some rich old white men can be like, well, we don't want that. I don't want to have to be bothered that like, I just want to have my fucking fancy ass yacht and drive it wherever the fuck I want.
I right? just want to take my boat out.
Yeah. So.
Well, I'm excited because,
but, yeah, but we'll what be, those wait. Ratings will get you is oftentimes yes. access to, like other charter boat systems.
That right. I was kind of reading about that.
Yeah.
And, it's also like, I mean, kind of like similar to where you are, like, if you came here, we obviously don't own a boat because we don't have lakefront. Some people, a lot of people here own boats. Like right. everybody's got a boat parked in their driveway. Mm-hmm. But like, those are like, you know, fishing boats with a little outboard motor or whatever. They're like glorified rowboats, right? Mm-hmm. They're not yeah. like... Not all of them are fancy boats. Definitely, most people here do not own sailboats. They mm-hmm. own like motorized vehicle boats. But if you came here, since we don't own a sailboat, once we get rated for sailing on the inland waters in light wind, heavy wind, whatever,
yeah.
whatever they say, then we can go and they'll be like, do you have a rating? And we'll say, yep. And they'll be like, great, you can rent this boat. And then we can take out a sailboat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It'll be great.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
It would be fun to sail on Superior, except it wouldn't because it's very cold. And if you fall in, you might die.
Hmm.
Like it's devastatingly cold. Like I think especially in the winter, but probably even in the summertime, I'm pretty sure you need to keep like those like life suits for like Arctic oh, water.
Shit. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like I think it's like 30 degrees a couple feet below the surface.
Yeah, that's not great.
It's really fucking cold. That's why when people go surfing on Lake Superior, they have to wear like crazy suits.
Like dry suits and yeah.
Yeah, yeah. dry suits. But I mean, in the summertime, you can go in the water close to the shore mm-hmm. and it's real fucking cold. Like it never gets warm.
Right.
But you can if you want to.
I swam in Lake Superior when we went to what's the national park up?
Oh, yeah.
Up on... It's up. We went from the Upper Peninsula to go there, but it's
Grand Marais.
No,
Isle Royale. Voyager.
Isle Voyager Royale. Is up there, but Isle Royal, and it's not okay. Royale. It's Royal. Apparently.
It's not Royale. Like, as, it's Royal.
Yeah, okay. I wanted to say Isle Royale, but it's Isle Royal. So,
okay.
Yeah, or that's at least cool. as pronounced by the park rangers. So.
Yeah, yeah. How deep was it where you were?
Well, this was just off the shore of the
yeah
yeah like it was bitter cold. I mean, it felt great because it was fucking swelteringly humid and hot, yeah. and there were fucking mosquitoes. And I was like,
yeah.
And when you've been, you know, eaten alive by mosquitoes, going in cold water like that feels amazing. It just
yes,
it just like really is soothing for a few minutes. So yeah,
ices it out.
Yeah,
yeah. Exactly. So we're gonna go on Sunday and do sailing, and that's gonna be super fun. And nobody's gonna throw anything of mine off boat.
Yes. That's going to be great. Yeah.
We think.
Well, you could just not bring anything on the boat.
That's
you
know? True. I probably won't. And I'm then, just not going to bring it.
Right.
The one thing I'm not looking forward to, though, is it's on a lake and not the ocean.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's okay. But then afterwards, you guys are going to come have to take a San Diego trip so that you can come practice yeah. and show off your skills.
That's right. We'll do tight circles around the buoys.
Yeah. The buoys.
Yeah. Yep. What else was I going to tell you? Today I learned.
Oh yeah.
That there is a farmer's market open within 3 miles of my house, like 5 or 6 days of the week.
Wow.
Yeah. Crazy, right?
Yeah.
And I'm going to go to them, and then I'm going to bring back food, and then I'm going to prepare it, and then I'm going to can it, and then I'm going to have it for eating in the winter.
That sounds super fun.
Yeah. It's going to be great. So that was news.
That's
great. And yeah, I don't know. What time is it? Did we hit 20 minutes? Do you have to go back to work?
I got it. Yeah, we're pretty close.
19:03 on my clock.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Was there any... there might be colors.
Oh, yeah. Colors of the day. Tell me about them. We have super topics for future episodes too. The immunological self-shadow, which is some crazy shit I told you about right before we started recording.
Oh, yes.
And also viruses.
Oh, yeah.
And also, what else? I can't remember what else, but we've got some really good ones. Oh, there was one I prepped notes for too.
Oh, yes.
But it's like an hour's worth of stuff.
Oh, these are weird colors. Here. They're just so they just sent me these ones. Hold on, let me let me share the message from the research department just a second.
It's good to represent weird, you know? I'm a big fan of weird.
Yeah, me too. Did you get those in the in-call messages?
Oh, yep, I see. Okay.
All right, we got...
Oh!
We're just going to gloss over those teasers you just left and hopefully look for them in the future. Oh, and also, welcome to Feature Creep, colon, built-in microwave, semicolon.
Semicolon.
What the fuck is this podcast going to be called?
What the fuck is this podcast going to be called?
I think we're going to call it What the Fuck Mark Maron's Going Off Air.
Yeah, What the Fuck Mark Maron's Going Off Air. What the Fuck Colors of the Day. These are my favorite colors, basically.
I think we're going to call this podcast Feverish Spinoff.
Feverish Spinoff.
Okay. And more front matter at the end. You can email us. You can email Dana, D-A-N-A at fcbm.io. Dana is the CEO and founder of this podcast. She's the one that's the reason that you're listening to this stupid shit. I mean, amazing podcasters talking about incredibly high quality content.
Who are in no way like people on the internet who have no framework but nonetheless react to videos that they're watching that we've all seen.
Exactly. Yes. I mean, for two people who are a little judgmental of people watching reaction videos, I'm pretty sure most of our podcast is us just reacting to shit we've run into in our lives.
It is mostly
need a podcast so we can just get on there and complain about the shit we just saw.
That's right. I just saw some shit and I'm going to complain about it. Yes. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. So I can't remember why that came up. Oh, I was going to say, you can, if you have questions about this episode or things that Meg said that she didn't fucking follow up with and we never recorded an episode about, you can email us, aka Dana, or you can just go to our website, fcbm.io, and you can also contact us through there. We won't share your information. We're not looking to collect email addresses. You can just shoot an email, or you can do it anonymously from a weird account. We don't care.
Yeah.
Send us an email, ask about it. We'll get back to you. We will definitely try to connect with you, or we won't. We'll just listen to what you say and we'll respect your wishes when you say, please don't write back. Whatever. Anyway, do that. Okay. Colors of the day and the episode. Yep. I've only got a few minutes. We've got two colors. We've got insured finger post and feverish spinoff. So insured finger post is like purple.
It is like neon purple.
Yes, it is neon purple. So the RGB, the red, green, blue values are 121, 61, 240. So a good amount of red, a lot more blue, a subdued amount of green.
Yeah.
The hexadecimal value for this, which is a value, this is a, think of this like a hashtag you can put in Google and it will show you this color. So if you type in pound sign, which is now a fucking hashtag, but octothorpe, whatever, fucking hashtag 793 delta foxtrot zero. So that's hashtag 793DF0. You chuck that in the Googler, Google will show you the color. If you have any questions, but imagine like just a fucking neon bright purple.
Yeah. Like hot, like, oh man, like very Halloween-y purple. Yes.
How does this make you feel?
I love it. I love it. It makes me want to run around in circles. It
makes you want to run around in circles and like wave your arms above your head.
Yes. Yeah. I'm just like, wee.
All right. It's great. So feverish spinoff is the, complementary color.
Yes.
So feverish spinoff, the RGB value is 134,194,15. So a lot of red, even more green, and almost no blue. So it's a very green, like a it's kind of, it's almost a Kelly green.
Yeah. You know what it's, what I thought of immediately, and this is possibly because the combination of this sort of green and this sort of purple together remind me of Halloween a lot, is in The Nightmare Before Christmas, when Sally tries to feed the mad scientist his soup that she has poisoned with frog's breath and worm's wort, and he makes her sip it first, and she has the slotted spoon so that it all dribbles out before she has to drink it. The color of that soup is this color.
Yes. Yes.
It's like a, it's like the color you would use if you want to indicate like, secretly poisonous.
Yep, yep.
Or like the Mr. Yuck stickers.
The Mr. Yuck.
If anybody alive listens to this remembers Mr. Yuck. It's like a 1970s thing. And they had stickers that the, like, that the poison control or what was it? The poison control center? Poison control center sent out these stickers, and you could take these, they were black and hot lime green, and you would stick, if you were a parent, you would stick the sticker on things that kids are not supposed to touch or eat or drink.
Yeah, and they have
Mr. Yuck.
They had like the this 800 poison control number you could call. So it was like you could just slap them on all your like under, because there was just this huge epidemic of kids like consuming chemicals. Yeah, they were like consuming because people just keep those chemicals under their kitchen sink, like I do because I don't have kids in my house.
Right.
And I'm like, that's a great place for them. That's where everyone else expects them to be. But as a child, you go in there and it's like all these fucking brightly colored. I mean, this is the original Tide Pod epidemic, right? Like,
yes.
Anyway.
But confusingly so, because they didn't make anything back then that smelled like edible or good or
Or look like little fucking candies. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know why we were all drinking weird shit. I didn't. I never drank anything poisonous. Maybe it's because of those Mr. Yuck stickers. Maybe I'm not as smart as I think.
Yeah, so the hexadecimal value for this is, so you're going to, again, hashtag 86C20F. So that's 86C20F. You're going to type that in. You'll see it on the Googler. It'll be great. And you'll see this sort of poisonous, feverish spinoff green. And the insured finger post that it is complimentary of. So these two colors, use them today in your designs. Enjoy the spectacle of the situation.
Oh, it is a spectacle too. These colors are such a spectacle.
Yeah.
People, like, if you showed up wearing vertically striped green and purple pants in these shades, people would be like, what is happening?
Right. Right.
What is wrong? What is going on?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'm hanging up the Googler now.
Okay.
No, not the Googler. The Recorder Maru.
Okay. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Okay. Goodbye.
Thanks. Goodbye. Okay,